Mama Allah, in the name of Allah, lesson 11, sensation. The text, sensation. You gather information from the environment through your senses. But to understand the information, your mind must organize it. For example, try to read the following sentences. Yo, you may not realize how complex reading is. F simplech and jesk and confusiao. You may not know how complex reading is. A few simple changes can confuse you. What is sensation? A sensation occurs when a stimulus activates one of your senses. A stimulus is any change in the environment that a living thing responds to it. For example, an alarm, an electric light, and an aching muscle are all stimuli for humans. Your sense organs note physical changes in energy such as heat, light, sound, and physical pressure. Your skin notes changes in heat and pressure. Your eyes note changes in light. A sensation combines with other sensations and your past experience to yield a perception. A perception is sensory information organized into something meaningful. For example, the jumbled sentences you tried to read in the introduction had no meaning until they were organized into words. Then, from your past experience with reading words, you could understand the meaning of the sentences. Absolute threshold and difference threshold. Psychologists want to know how much of a stimulus is necessary for a person to sense it. For example, how much energy is required for someone to hear a sound or see a light? How much scent must be in a room before someone can smell it? To answer these questions, psychologists set up experiments like this. They put a person in a dark room and ask him to watch the wall. The researchers shine a low-level light on the wall. They then increase the light until the person says, "I see it." Then the researchers lower the light until the person states that he can no longer see it. Researchers do this kind of experiment with many people and average the results. From these experiments, they determine the weakest amount of a stimulus that a person can detect. This is called the absolute threshold. Psychologists have realized that there is not just one absolute threshold for detecting stimuli, because there are other factors that affect detection, including motivation and the presence of other stimuli. In addition, psychologists study individual differences in abilities to correctly detect the presence of stimuli. It is an applicable issue. For example, a radar operator must be able to see airplanes on a radar screen, even when the points on the screen are very faint. The difference threshold is the smallest amount of difference a person can detect between two stimuli. For example, researchers test for the difference threshold by gradually increasing the amount of light, until the person says, "Yes, this light is brighter than the light I just saw." Using this kind of experiment, researchers can identify the smallest increase or decrease in a stimulus that a person can detect. Sensory adaptation. Our senses are able to adapt to changes. They respond more to increases and decreases in new events rather than to unchanging stimuli. We can respond to changes in our environment because our senses have the ability to adapt or adjust to a constant level of stimulation. For example, after a short time in a darkened room, your eyes adapt to the low level of light and you can then see things around you. Other senses adapt as well. When you first jump into a swimming pool, the water may feel cold. Soon, your skin adapts, and the water no longer feels cold. If your senses did not have the ability to adapt, you would feel the constant pressure of clothes on your body.